Just any special change? I just don't know.
From your long experience of diabetes, would you have any message for someone being diagnosed with diabetes now?
Oh, yes, my message would be a straightforward one. You rule the disease, don't let the disease rule you. I was very worried a little while ago. I got a handout from one of the firms that are making blood sugar machines, you know, these home kits. Very nicely presented, very nice. But this firm's handout was decrying the fact that doctors were not allowing patients sufficient test strips to test their blood sugars more than four times a day. And I thought to myself, if you're testing your blood sugar four times a day as a diabetic, once you're stabilised, your disease is ruling you. You're not controlling it. And that's a bad thing.
So how often do you test per day?
Oh, I test about three or four times a week. Unless, obviously, I've got a cold or something else that may upset it. But, I mean, the modern gadgets are very easy and you can do it very quickly. Much better than the old days. Yes, it's a relatively easy thing to do. But I still feel very strongly that I mustn't let myself become obsessed by my disease.
So could you describe a typical day then, your regime in terms of diet, exercise and everything?
Well, I'm up pretty early. I get up just after 6 o'clock and I dress and I perhaps have a cup of coffee. In the ordinary way, I would take a cup of coffee to my wife as well. She doesn't wake up quite as early as I do. She's probably got an easier conscience or something. I leave the house about 7:10 to get down to church, where I will open up, and then we will meet and we will say morning prayer together, starting at about 7:30, usually about 8:25 actually, and then Mass at 8 o'clock. I will finish at about 8:30 or a few minutes after, and since we've had so much vandalism in the church recently,